This is The Root Cellar on Pioneer 90.1, where regional history and family folklore come together with your hosts, Jim and Jan Stranley.
Well, 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 here we are again with another Root Cellar program. Doesn't the time go fast? The title for this episode is The Maya Civilization. Now, how does one tie in the Maya Civilization with Minnesota history? Well, there are plenty of Minnesotans who travel in the winter for warmer climates, and one of the places they visit would be Cancun on the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. Jan and I were just there for a week in February. When in Cancun, one must take in the ruins of nearby ancient villages once inhabited by millions of people who lived there long, long ago. It is unbelievable how they were able to construct such masterpieces of temples and villages. There are still people of the Maya culture that live in the Cancun area, and this is the story of their ancestors. In other words, what are their roots? The Maya civilization flourished during the pre-classic period around 200 BC to 250 AD. First of all, let's understand some of this. Pre-classic means the formative period of time beginning with the first appearance of pottery. It was a time of developed farming, human settlements, and the development of fundamental arts. So 2000 BC to 250 AD. Now, AD does not mean after death, like some people believe. It means Anno Domini, or the conception of Jesus of Nazareth, when you begin counting in a forward direction. The year 1 BC is then followed by 1 AD. There is no zero in this method of determining time. To count AD as after Jesus' death would be to skip the 33 years of his life. Now with that out of the way, let's push on. The Maya civilization shares many features with the Aztecs and Inca civilizations of Mexico. The Mayans interacted among the different villages with trade and culture, same as the other nations. But one main difference was, though, that the Mayans had no central government. The Aztecs and Incas had a central government, and so once that was overtaken by the Spanish conquistadors, the entire nation was defeated. Not so with the Mayans. Each village was independent from each other, so one village could be conquered, but it didn't mean the whole nation would fall. They were advanced for that time period in writing with symbols. They had a calendar, and it did not originate with them, but certainly they fully developed it. One of the most interesting things about this culture was the large-scale construction of temples, villages, homes, and stone fences. One can witness this construction by going on tours from Cancun to various places such as Tulum, Ekbalam, Coba, and Chichen Itza. One can see the buildings, the inscriptions in the artistic development. The most notable monuments are the stepped pyramids, the religious centers, and the accompanying palaces of the rulers. Some notable constructions include first ceremonial platforms. This is where public ceremonies and religious rites were performed. It was a platform accentuated by carved figures, altars, and perhaps a stake to display the heads of victims or defeated ball game opponents. Although earlier, according to the stories we were told, the winning captain lost his head as an honor to the gods. But since all the best players were being put to death, the rule must have been changed. Now there was palaces. These were large and highly decorated. It was situated most often in the center of a city and housed the elite people of that village. E-groups. These are structural places or centers in the area that would somehow display the sun solstice and equinoxes in alignment. Some of these buildings were actually observatories and depicted symbols and art objects that would tie into the Maya mythology. Another was pyramids and temples. often the most important religious temple sat on top of the pyramids, being the closest place to the heavens. They were impressive and decorative structures. They had steps leading to the top, and once you got there, you could see for miles in any direction. Ball courts. As an integral aspect of the Mayan lifestyle, the courts for their ritual ball game was constructed throughout the Maya realm and often on a grand scale. Enclosed on two sides by incline ramps that led to ceremonial platforms, the ball court itself was a capital I shape and could be found in most Mayan cities. One characteristic of the ball court was the two rings on each side of the court, high above the height of a man. If a player got a ball through the ring, more points would be scored. As mentioned before, the winner usually lost his head in honor to the gods, but I think this rule was changed later. What did they use to construct all these buildings? They had no draft animals, wheel-based modes of transportation, or even pulleys. No, most of it was done with manpower, and manpower alone. Building materials came from local limestone quarries. They made most of their mortar from crushed, burnt, and mixed limestone that was similar to cement. It was also used for stucco finishing, and if you added a color to it, it would be very beautiful on the outside of the building. Trade was their most important occupation. They would trade with other cultures in the Gulf Coast and Central America. Important trade goods included cacao, salt, seashells, jade, and obsidian. Obsidian is a natural volcanic glass used for making knife blades and arrowheads. One of the most interesting landscape phenomena on the Yucatan Peninsula were the cenota, or sinkholes. We were taken to one on our tour. It was over 65 feet deep from the top of the hole, and we walked down a long series of steps, and we were able to swim in the cool water of the place. The water itself was over 150 feet deep. It was a treasured experience. The Maya people never disappeared. The Spanish conquistadors, looking for gold and silver, conquered the people over time and destroyed much of their artifacts. They took limestone for their buildings to build Catholic churches, and they colonized the area. Many Mayan languages continue to be spoken as primary languages today. Our guide had a young boy stand before us, and she showed a picture of an ancient Mayan carved in stone. The resemblance of the young boy to his ancestor was uncanny. A visit to these old ruins is a must when visiting the Cancun area. It is a unique, fascinating, historical account of people living there centuries ago. Now here is Jan with some other interesting facts.
Hi. Well, we had such a good time in Cancun, and we went on three different excursions to several of these Mayan cities. And we learned so much from the guides that told us everything they knew as we would walk through these ancient cities. And they had documents and pictures and research tools to back up what they said. And in our research doing this Root Cellar program, we have found that they knew what they were talking about. Jim mentioned that the Mayan people had disappeared, but they really didn't disappear. They were conquered by the Spanish and killed off, but many of them abandoned their cities before the conquerors came, and they assimilated into the other cultures. They just moved. It seems as though they disappeared and left these cities to be buried in the overgrowth of jungle and soil. And so now they feel that there are over 100 of these cities that are still remaining in the jungles of Mexico, and only about 20 of them have been excavated. One of the ones that we visited had been excavated beginning only 12 years ago. So this is work that is still continuing, and they learn more every time they uncover another temple and another village. It's just fascinating. Well, when we were telling our stories, my daughter-in-law said, "So, what was happening in the rest of the world while all of this was going on in Mexico?" Well, that was a very interesting question, so I thought I'd try to find out. I did learn that instead of actually the Maya culture going all the way back to 1200 BC, they were called the Olmec culture, and from the Olmec culture developed the Mayan and the Aztec and the Incas. So in 2000 BC, Stonehenge was discovered in southern England, and tea and bananas were cultivated in India. In 1700 BC, they began using two-wheeled war chariots in the Middle East, and the first evidence was found of leavened bread in Egypt. In 1600 BC, the Canaanites invented the first alphabet. In 1500 BC, geometry was developed in Egypt. Imagine that. And also those years, the silkworm was domesticated in China, and the rabbit was domesticated in Europe. In 1400 BC, the Iron Age begins in Asia Minor, and maize cultivation was started in Mesoamerica, which means Mexico, South America, even southern North America, and that, of course, is corn as we know it today. In 1150 BC, aristocrats in Egypt began using chairs. In 1047 BC, Saul reigned as the first Hebrew king in Judea. And in 1006 BC, David becomes king of Israel and conquers Jerusalem. Now we pass into the next century. In 957 BC, Solomon builds the first Jewish temple in Jerusalem. In 850 BC, the approximate date of written transcriptions of Homer's Iliad and Odyssey were written from existing oral tradition. And who knows when those stories actually were first told. In 800 BC, the Olmecs built pyramids in Central America, modern Mexico. And there we are. So that's the period of time that we witnessed. Obviously, the people were living there already for many centuries, but the pyramids began to be constructed. Also in those years were the development of the Greek alphabet. In 776 BC, the first Olympic Games were held in Greece. In 772 BC, construction began on the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. In 753 BC, the traditional date of the founding of Rome. In 720 BC, the Chinese recorded a solar eclipse. In 612 BC, the Babylonians sacked Nineveh. In 600 BC, the Greeks colonized southern France. From 500 BC to 400 BC, the earliest use of cast iron was done in China, and a canal was completed between the Nile River and the Red Sea. The honeybee was domesticated in Europe, and Polynesian culture developed in Fiji, Samoa, and Tonga. In 495 BC, Confucius was teaching throughout China. You remember that wise man, don't you? In 461 BC, the Golden Age of Athens begins. In 450 BC, reindeer were domesticated in Central Asia. Sophocles' tragedy Antigone was performed. Then, in the years between 400 and 300 BC, Plato establishes his academy, and Alexander the Great came into power. conquering Palestine and Egypt, founding Alexandria in Egypt, destroying the Persian army, conquering the Persian Empire, entering Babylon, reaching India. In 326 BC, Alexander the Great's army mutinies and refuses to march further into India. And in 323 BC, Alexander the Great dies. In 300 BC, coal technology is developed in Greece, and a school of philosophy was founded in Athens. The rise of horse and nomadism among the Turkish Mongol tribes of Central Asia. You remember those fierce Mongols. In the centuries 300 to 200 BC were the approximate date for the construction of the Library of Alexandria. Roman armies defeat Hannibal. Hannibal was the guy with all the elephants across Africa, right? Polynesians settle Tahiti, and the earliest dated stone-arched bridge was constructed over the Tiber River in Italy. Then up until the last 100 years before Anno Domini, Spartacus leads a slave revolt against Rome, and the Silk Road expanded, and a Greek physician makes a distinction between chronic and acute disease, developing theories of diet and exercise. Way back then. 58 BC, Caesar comes into power by invading Gaul, and Cleopatra assumes the Egyptian throne. Caesar is named dictator for life and eventually assassinated by senatorial opponents. And Herod the Great was confirmed as king of Judea. Antony and Cleopatra commit suicide, and a sundial is constructed in China, right up until the time of the approximate date of the birth of Jesus. Then, after Anno Domini, Jesus is baptized and begins his ministry. His crucifixion and death happens at age 33, and at that time, water-powered bellows and an iron furnace was invented in China. In year 64, fire destroys half of Rome, and Nero blames the Christians and begins persecutions. In year 122, Hadrian's Wall was built in Britain. Hadrian was the emperor of Rome at that time, and we have seen that wall. Parts of it are still standing. In year 225, an early form of gunpowder was developed in China, and tea drinking became common in China. In 260, the Great Wall of China was begun, and shortly after, a magnetic compass was used in China. In year 372, the spread of Buddhism was prominent in China and Korea. And this is in 372, and that is thought to be the end of the Maya civilization in Mexico. It's still 500 years before the first kings of England. That helps you set it into perspective. And the Vikings from Norway who raided, traded, explored, and settled islands from the late 8th to the mid-11th century were long after the time of the Mayas. And heaven knows Columbus came to North America in 1492. So what we saw there was ancient, ancient history. And if you go, don't miss it. That's all for today. Bye.